Hi, this is Dawn from New Day Essentials, and on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about juicing and blending. So I first started juicing about 4 years ago when I did a juice cleanse in order to detox from caffeine and sugar. And juicing is very effective if those are your health goals, but you don't need to use juicing and smoothies just during a cleanse or a fast. You can incorporate them into your daily routine and get some great health benefits from them. So first of all, what's the difference between juicing and blending? Juicing extracts the water and nutrients from the produce and the fiber is removed. And so the nutrients are easily absorbed by the body when you drink juice in this way. And there are several great juices on the market these days. My favorite is an online delivery called Raw Generation. And the juice comes frozen and you can just thaw it the night before in the refrigerator, and it retains all of the important nutrients. There's also Evolution Fresh and Suja, which I can usually find at Costco or Walmart. So obviously it's going to depend on where you live, but make sure that the juice that you are choosing doesn't have any added sugar and it is cold pressed. You want to have veggies in there, like greens. You don't want to just have all fruit, but the fruit does make it taste a little bit better. I also like making my own juice because I can control what's in there. So apple, lemon, carrot, spinach, and celery is my favorite combination. I often juice just celery because it's quite helpful for digestive health. You need to have a good quality juicer if you're going to be juicing at home. I have the Hamilton Beach Big Mouth Juice Extractor, and I like that one because it's pretty inexpensive and it's easy to clean. I've had it for years and it still works great, but I know there are a lot of options out there in terms of juicers. Now, blending is when the fruits and the vegetables are pulverized in the blender, and this retains the fiber from the produce. So this will give you a slow and even release of nutrients in the body. And I think of blending as more of a meal replacement. So I'll usually make a smoothie with almond milk, frozen blueberries, banana, spinach, and occasionally I'll add some protein powder to this. One of my favorite things to do with making smoothies is give them to my kids. Kids usually love smoothies. It's a great way to get some fruits and veggies in, especially spinach, because the taste is so mild in a smoothie. You can usually throw a handful of spinach in there, and then if you're using any kind of fruit, that fruit will mask the taste of the spinach, and the kids won't even know that they're consuming spinach. So you do need a good quality blender to make a great smoothie. The two most popular brands are Vitamix and BlendTec, and I have a BlendTec. And you want a good quality blender like one of those that I mentioned because you want the produce to blend up so well that it's just completely incorporated into the smoothie and you're not eating chunks of, you know, spinach or berries or things like that. So I'd love to hear if you incorporate juicing or blending into your diet and what your favorite recipes are.